The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salata wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nuri min nurillah. Marhaba khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another beautiful episode in silsila of the series known as The Light of Guidance. You are very beautifully watching Madani channel. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be discussing a very beautiful topic, something exciting. And today's discussion will be evolving around the heart. The heart is a very important organ in the human body. If you have to look at anatomy, if you look at the human body, if you look at medicine and those that study the medical sciences, you know, there's very lots of detail, lots of explanations with regards to the heart. In fact, the heart is considered to be one of the most important part in the human body. And if we have to look at this from an Islamic perspective, an Islamic point of view, then yes, the heart is one of the most important organs, one of the most important body parts in a human body, inshallah. So that will be our discussion for today with regards to Islam. And inshallah, today our discussion will be the different stages of the heart, the different states, different situations, the different conditions of the heart, subhanallah. So inshallah, that will be our discussion. And before we move towards our discussion, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Whenever we speak about the heart, you know, there's a lot of things which come to the mind, because the heart is basically the centerpiece of everything. Your positive thinkings come from the heart, your negative thinkings come from the heart, your confidence comes from the heart, your being afraid comes from the heart, your excitement comes from the heart, your anger comes from the heart. So many emotions, you know, come from the point of your heart. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Dil ko jo akal de khuda, teri gali se jaye kyun? This intellect which our heart has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why should we turn away from the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this heart is one of the most important functions in the human body, one of the most important things in the human body. And when we analyze the heart, when we look at the heart, then we see the amount of wonders, you know, lies within the heart, the amount of secrets which lie within the heart. And after looking at everything, we come to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the importance and he emphasizes on the importance of the heart. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the summary of which, ala wa inna fil jasadi mudgha idha salahat salaha al jasadu kullu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kullu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in the body there is a piece of flesh. That piece of flesh is rectified, the entire body is rectified. If that piece of flesh is corrupted, the entire body is corrupted. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam elaborates and explains, and he says, "Ala wa hiya al-qalb," that piece of flesh is the heart. If the heart is okay, the entire body, the heart is the engine basically. If the engine is running smoothly, then you know the entire car is ready to go anywhere. But the moment the engine has problems, then you can have the best doors, you can have the best windows, you can have the best steering wheel, you can have the best tires, you're not going to go anywhere, because the heart of your car is the engine. And that is, and the engine of your body is this heart. So Nabi Sassam says, "Ala wa hiya al-qalb," it is that piece of flesh. If it is rectified, everything is fine. If it is corrupted, everything is corrupted. So in other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, look at your heart. Heart is just below your head. you lower your gaze and the first thing you look at is your heart. Right? Look at your heart, concentrate, contemplate, try to go within your heart and live inside your heart and see that the world inside your heart, is it corrupted? Is it okay? Is it rectified? And from there, you start your journey towards rectification. If you have to look at the Holy Quran, and we look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, a very great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, not just an ordinary prophet, he is known as Khalilullah, which is the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have to look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Holy Quran mentioned a few du'aya kalimat, means those words which Ibrahim alayhi salam requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he made du'a. And when we look at those words, how beautiful those words is. That's beautiful. Let's look at it. This is present in the Holy Quran in Surah Shu'ara, ayat number 87 to 89, the 19th para of the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, Ibrahim al-Islam made this dua, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Translation from Ghazal Iman, and do not make me face disrespect on the day when everyone will be raised, the day when neither wealth will benefit nor sons, except he who presented himself in the majestic court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart. Subhanallah. These verses, first of all, they mention the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what is the dua? That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not make me face disrespect on the day of Qiyamah when everyone will be raised. Keep in mind, Ibrahim alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just any prophet, I just mentioned now he is Khalilullah, the beloved, the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, every Nabi of Allah ta'ala is ma'asum. Ma'asum means totally innocent. It is impossible, you know, even for the millionth part of a split second, for them to indulge or be involved in sin. It's impossible for them to commit sin. Only the Anbiya and the Malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are totally innocent, they are ma'asum. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is amongst Ulul Azm, those five Rasools, those five messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those five prophets who have the highest rank, the personality who has the highest rank without doubt is the beloved Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who has the highest rank amongst the entire creation is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yes, in other words, he has a higher rank than Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh, Sayyidina Adam, Sayyidina Shiz, and so many other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. So that beloved prophet of Allah, close prophet of Allah, Allah Ta'ala makes his mentioning in the Holy Quran, his incidents is mentioned, you know, him, his son, his beloved son, his beloved wife, his family members, the test he went to, so many places in the Holy Quran, at various ayat, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, such a perfect personality, there is no doubt that, you know, it is going to be in some sort of problem on the day of Qiyamah. But we as sinners, we will be in difficulty. We will be in, you know, states where, you know, it will be difficult for us to carry on. That will be our situation. But the Abiyya alayhi salam, the awliya, the siddiqeen, the shuhada, the salihin, subhanallah, what can be said about them? They were successful in this world. They are successful in this world. And they will always be successful. They will be successful on the day of Qiyamah as well. So Ibrahim alayhi salam on that day, right, everyone knows that there will be no difficulty. Allah says, وہ جہنم میں گیا جو ان سے مستغنی ہوا ہے خلیل اللہ کو حاجت رسول اللہ کی. On the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be in need of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hey, Khalilullah ko hajat Rasulullah ki. Yes, he will also be in need of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because on that day it is only the Zat and the personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will intercede, who will be there for each and everyone. He will open the doors of intercession and then everyone will intercede. Alright, but if you have to look at the personality of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, then he is not that personality who will ma'azala be in difficulty on the day of Qiyamah, because he's a prophet of Allah Ta'ala. And which prophet we just mentioned? But look at the humility, the humbleness, the ajizi, the inkisari which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching everyone else, that when he makes dua in the court of Allah, one of the first duas he makes, that Ya Allah, do not make me face disrespect on the day of judgment when everyone will be raised. What a beautiful dua this is. And what if we include this in our dua as well? لا تخزني يوم يبعثون. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not make me face disrespect on a day when everyone will be raised. And this dua we need to make. We deserve to make this dua. Because the amount of disrespect we will face, Allah, 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 we make dua that Allah must protect us. Otherwise, our actions are totally useless. Our nama amal is filled with bad deeds. We are filled with sins. We have a mountain of sins on our shoulders. There is nothing good. So, you know, if honestly we have to give an honest point of view, that is, on a day of Qiyamah, we do not deserve any respect at all. We only deserve this respect. That's what our state is. So we were supposed to be making this dua. We were supposed to be asking this in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam is requesting, Ya Allah, do not make me face disrespect on the judgment day when everyone will be raised. Then he mentions, on that day, neither wealth will benefit nor sons. In this world, you can have your pomp, your glory, your wealth, your luxuries, everything. Wahan pe kuch kaam nahi aayega. You're a millionaire. On that day, if you don't have your good deeds, then you are even worse than a beggar. Right? On the other hand, here you are a beggar. On the day of Qiyamah, if you have a mountain of good deeds and if you are successful, then by Allah, you are better than a billionaire. You are better than a trillionaire. You are better than the wealthiest person on this world. So there the wealth is not going to benefit you. There is no chance of the wealth benefiting you. There is no business which is going to save you. There's no luxuries which is going to save you. There's no connections which are going to save you. Worldly connections I'm talking about. No car, no bank balance, no house, no wealth, no properties. Nothing is going to benefit you there. And then he says, no sons, no your children are going to help you. You're in this world, you have a problem, call your son. Son, I'm stuck in this situation. Can you sort it out? You know, I have to go there. Can you do it? No, your son is your right hand, bazu hai, sahara hai, support, he's your support. On that day, neither the sons is going to benefit you, nor the wealth is going to benefit you, nothing is going to benefit you. Yes, there is some wealth which will benefit you on that day. What is that wealth? That wealth which you deposited for the hereafter. I mean, when I mean deposit, what do I mean? In this world, you open an account, you open a check account, a savings account, and you have a fixed deposit. You put your deposit, you deposit your money, you know your money is safe in your account. You're not walking with it in your pockets. You don't have it in your hand. It's in your account. It's safe. It's deposited in the bank. You know, anytime you can go and take it out from there. Allah, 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 Allah. So the money which you deposited in the hereafter, that money will benefit you. And what is that? That is the wealth which you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the second thing, the children. Yes, the children will benefit. And which children will benefit you? A child who is a doctor in this world. In this world, he can, you know, maybe cure you if you are sick. On the day of Qiyamah, if he knows nothing and you know nothing, he's not going to benefit you there. Your son is a mechanic. Maybe he'll fix one, two things in this world. On the day of Qiyamah, he cannot fix your situation. Your son is a lawyer. He'll fight a case here and make sure you gain your innocence is proved and you are taken out from all difficulties. There he cannot fight your case. There he cannot do anything. So which son is going to benefit you there? Yes, that son is going to benefit you who is a hafiz in this world. That son is going to benefit you who is an alim in this world. That son is going to benefit you who is a mufti in this world. That son is going to benefit you who is someone great in this world. And I'm talking about a religious perspective. From an Islamic point of view, he is someone that son is going to benefit you. On the day of Qiyamah, the parents of the Hufaz are going to be wearing crowns. Hufaz is going to intercede on behalf of people. An alim is going to intercede on behalf of people. A mukti is going to intercede on behalf of people. So if that is your son, then yes, he is going to benefit you on the day of Qiyamah. But besides that, don't expect that any other son is going to come to your help. You know, he will be worried about his own problems. He won't even worry about his own wife. He won't worry about his own son. He won't worry about his own daughter. He's not going to worry about his father and his mother. He will be worried about himself. You will be worried about yourself. That son is not going to benefit you. You're not going to benefit him. Yes, unless there is an attachment and an inclination towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will be benefit. Then, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the dua, what does he say? He says, "Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim," except he who presented himself in the majestic court of Allah, biqalbin salim, with a pure heart. That person is going to benefit. He's going to gain some benefit on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, his heart is free from kufr, from disbelief. His heart is free from shirk, from polytheism. His heart is free from nifaq, from hypocrisy. Once the heart is pure from all of this, then he goes in the court of Allah. Inshallah, he will receive the benefit on that day. So this Qalb in Saleem, inshallah, we will be discussing today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We will take a short break, listen to a beautiful kalam. And as soon as you return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
پھر عزم مدینہ گئے پھر عزم مدینہ گئے تیار سفینہ گئے تیار سفینہ گئے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ گئے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ گئے چند اشک ندامت کے ہے زاد سفر میرا چند اشک ندامت کے ہے زاد سفر میرا پلے میں عبادت کا کوئی نہ خزینہ ہے پلے میں عبادت کا کوئی نہ خزینہ ہے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
چل تو پڑا ہوں پر گوراہ مدینہ پر میں چل تو پڑا ہوں پر افسوس سلیقہ ہے کوئی نہ قرینہ ہے افسوس سلیقہ ہے کوئی نہ قرینہ ہے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
ذکر مدینہ ہو ہر دم میرے ہونٹوں پر بس ذکر مدینہ ہو یہ میری تمنا اے سلطان مدینہ ہے یہ میری تمنا اے سلطان مدینہ ہے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
مدینے کا اے کاش کے مل جائے غم میٹھے مدینے کا اے کاش کے مل جائے کاش کے مل جائے ارمان یہی دل میں اے شاہ مدینہ ارمان یہی دل میں اے شاہ مدینہ ہے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
پھر عزم مدینہ ہے روتا تھا روتا غبا لوٹا تھا روتا غبا پہنچا تھا روتا غبا لوٹا تھا ہے وصل کی دو گھڑیاں پھر ہجر مدینہ ہے وصل کی دو گھڑیاں پھر ہجر مدینہ ہے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
کو گر تو بھی ٹھکرا دے کہاں جائے عطار کو گر تو بھی ٹھکرا دے کہاں جائے تیرا ہے یہ تیرا ہے گو لاکھ کمینہ ہے تیرا ہے یہ تیرا ہے گو لاکھ کمینہ ہے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور اللہ ماشاء اللہ مرحبا ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ ویری بیوٹیفل کلام جسٹ لسن ٹو ریگارڈز ٹو دی ڈیزائر اینڈ دی وش ٹو گو ان دی بیلاوڈ کورٹ آف دی بیلاوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ میک دعا May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the asbab, may Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make the causes and the means for us to go in the beloved court, in the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our parents, with our murshid kareem, jise chaaha dar pe bula liya, jise chaaha apna bana liya. Ye bade karam ke hai faisle, ye bade naseeb ki baat hai. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wills and the call is there, then you see how ways start opening from unseen sources. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, make dua, may Allah Ta'ala make good us amongst those fortunate people. Huzoor, aisa koi intizam ho jaye, salam ke liye hazir ghulam ho jaye. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen, subhanallah. Before the break, very beautifully we discussed a dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. In the end, Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, do not make me face disrespect on the judgment day when everyone will be raised. And he mentioned on that day, neither the wealth is going to benefit nor the children are going to benefit. And then he said, illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. You know, except he who presented himself in the majestic court of Allah with a pure heart. So the criteria of everything is having a pure heart, having a clean heart. And regarding the heart, as I mentioned, the world, the realm, the universe of the heart is so vast that ulama-i kiram, awliya-i kiram, great personalities, they discussed in detail. Why? Because the reformation of the spiritual self, your spirituality, your ruhaniyat, likewise the physical self, the attainment of the ma'rifat, the access to the stages of the divine qurb, the spiritual closeness and observation of the divine noor, all of these things depend upon the noor and the purity of this heart. This heart is clean, then you're going to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. The heart is clean, you're going to gain the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have this clean heart, then you will gain the divine proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is based on this heart of yours. Sayyidina Sultan Bahu, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he speaks about the vastness of the realm of the heart and the greatness of the heart. He says, hearts are deeper than the rivers and the seas. Boats, oars and sailors, all are in it. Everything is in this heart. A heart accommodates the entire universe, and a human heart is the place of manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur. Then he says, but With this heart that has such great attributes, only he can truly know Allah Ta'ala, who knows the secrets of the realm of hearts. In other words, a perfect murshid who has successfully passed all the stages of the spiritual journey. So once you have a murshid, proper guide, a proper leader, then he take you through all these stages. And once he is with you, subhanallah, 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 he will be hamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, you will see how the ways start opening and this heart of yours starts opening. Once the heart starts opening, Allah, 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 then a person reaches those levels in which, subhanallah, you know, he reaches those stations, those maqamat, those places, you know, which is beyond one's imagination, beyond one's understanding. I make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be in the company of a Murshid-e-Kamil. May we all be blessed with a Murshid-e-Kamil, a perfect guide. You know, and a Murshid-e-Kamil is a person who will take you in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put you in the feet of the beloved Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. That is a Murshid. A Murshid is not a person who's always after your wallet. A Murshid is not the person who's always after your pocket. A Murshid is not that person, you know, who always loves the rich Murideen. A Murshid is not that person, you know, who's worried about the worldly life. No, no, a Murshid, a Kamil Murshid, is that Murshid, that peer, that spiritual guide who takes you away from this world and puts you in the feet of the beloved Rasul, who takes you away from this world and tries to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the Murshid is worried about your hereafter, about your akhirat, about your grave, then subhanallah, you know you have found the perfect murshid. And obviously there are different sharait and conditions for a murshid al-kamil. We're not going to go into those details, but you know, the heart has everything. I mean, it's dil mein jahan hai. There is an entire world in this heart, but you have to know there has to be someone who can move around this heart and take you on the straight path. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You must keep in mind, hearts are of two types. You have a good heart and you have a bad heart, an evil heart. And both types of hearts Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Holy Quran. Various places Allah Ta'ala speaks about the bad hearts. And He says, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah Ta'ala says, in the hypocrites, in their hearts is a disease of hypocrisy. So Allah Ta'ala increased their disease further. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Many other places Allah Ta'ala mentions, He says, those in whose hearts is deviation from the truth. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, Allah has set a seal upon their hearts. That seal is there. Tamallahu ala qulubihim. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, then thereafter your hearts became hard, so they are like stones, rather even harder than them. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ. Your hearts became hard. And how hard? Allah Ta'ala says, so they are like stones, rather even harder than them. They're even harder than the stones. You know, so in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has used these words. He had described the different hearts. The hearts which are dirty, the hearts which are filthy, the hearts which are bad, the hearts which are evil. And which are those hearts? Allah says, the hearts which have kufr and disbelief in them. The hearts which have hypocrisy in them, the hearts which are harder than stones, all of these hearts are bad and disliked in the court of Allah subhanallah. And regarding the good hearts, Allah, 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 Allah Ta'ala says, subhanallah, only they are believers whose hearts fear when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Wajlat qulubuhum. The hearts, you know, the hearts fear. When إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجْلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is made, when Allah Ta'ala is remembered, their hearts start fearing. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, as the ayat we mentioned now, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَعْلُوا وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except he who presented himself in the majestic court of Allah with a pure heart. Another place Allah Ta'ala mentions, Allah, Allah, has the time not come for the believers to humble their hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance? Has that time not come? Your heart must now go in that state of humility and humbleness in the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the ayat which indicate and show the good heart. And what is that heart? That heart which has the taqwa, that heart which has the fear, that heart which bows in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that heart which has the love of the beloved Rasul, that heart which has the honor, the respect, the izzat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi wa Murshidi Ala Hazrat says, Dil hai wo dil jo teri yaad se maamur raha, aur sar hai wo sar jo tere qadmo pe qurban gaya. Ya Rasulullah, the heart is that heart which is filled with your remembrance and your love, and the head is that head which is sacrificed on your feet, O beloved Rasul. So these are the two different types of heart which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. Now look towards you, alhamdulillah, we are believers. We are Sunni believers, alhamdulillah. So there is no disbelief, there is no hypocrisy, there is no nifaq in our hearts. But ask ourselves the question, is the fear of Allah there? Is the taqwa there? Is the love for good deeds there? Is the patience there? Is the sabr there? Is the shukr there? Is the tawakkul there? Is all these good attributes and qualities in this heart of ours? If it is there, then subhanallah, mubarak to you. If it is not there, then you do not have kufr, you do not have nifaq, but you do not have these good qualities which are indicating that your heart is evil, your heart is bad, your heart is dirty. As we have learned in narrations, when a person commits a bad deed, what happens? A black dot appears on his heart. He makes tawbah, the black dot is removed. Right? But the black dot is there. He didn't make tawbah, he committed a second sin, another black dot is there. Third sin, third black dot. Fourth sin, fourth black dot, to the extent that the entire heart is covered in blackness. The entire heart becomes black. It becomes hard. When the heart becomes hard, and the tears don't leave the eyes. When the heart becomes hard, there is no fear. When the heart becomes hard, there is no sharam. When the heart becomes hard, there is no haya. When the heart becomes hard, no nasihat, no advice, nothing has effect on the heart, because now the heart is destroyed. That is why we always make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say, Ya muqallib al-qulub, O the one who changes the hearts, who turns the hearts. Thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Keep our heart firm upon your deen, upon your religion, upon the teachings of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll listen to a few beautiful pearls, madani words. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Views of Rise and Shine. Al-Quran al-Kareem is the living miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all have the Quran in our homes. It's adorned, it's embellished. We place it right at the top of the shelf. We give it honor in this way. But how many of us read the Quran? Do we only read it in Ramadan? What's our relationship with Al-Quran al-Kareem? How can a believer sleep every night without reading a portion of the Quran, even if it's a ruku'ah? We need to strengthen our connection with the Quran. Let's hear a hadith in this regard. Sayyidina Mu'adh al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara al-Qur'ana wa amila bima fihi. Whoever reads the Qur'an and acts upon whatever is mentioned in it, ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah. His parents will be given a crown on the Day of Judgment. They will be made to wear a crown. Daw'uhu ahsanu min daw'i shamsi fi buyuti dunya law kanat fikum. And the splendor, the luminosity of that crown will be greater than the luminosity of the sun of the world, if it was shining in your homes and if it was very close, if that was the kayfiyah, that was the state. Meaning, if the sun was shining so bright in your homes, it felt as if it was in your home. That's how bright it was. This crown that will be given to parents on the Day of Judgment will be even brighter, even shinier, even more luminous. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ finishes the hadith and he says, فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِالَّذِي عَمِلَ بِهَا. So, what do you say about the person who acts upon the Qur'an? Meaning, this is the shan of his parents on the Day of Judgment. This is the status of his parents or her parents. What about the reciter themselves? Allahu Akbar Kabira.
Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Nurin min nurillah. MashaAllah, marhaba. Welcome back to our silsila. You are watching the Light of Guidance, and we are discussing the states of the hearts. We discussed before the break a good heart and a bad heart. Inshallah, azawajal. There's lots of detail, inshallah, but we will carry on in a different way to cleanse the heart. If we have to look at the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. So the summary of which I'm going to keep in front of you, that you should know, alas, be aware, keep in your mind that with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the zikr of Allah ta'ala lies the contentment, the tranquility, the purification, the peace of the heart. Alright, so one of the best methods, or I would say the best method to clean the heart, is to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in the future we will discuss this as well, the zikr, the importance the zikr has upon a person's heart, how important it is to always make the zikr. Allahu, Allah, la ilaha illallah, illallahu illallah. These zikrs, if you observe that the awliya, the pious predecessors, the pious saints, the pious personalities, they would take out a time in the day just to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when that zikr hits the heart and touches the heart, then slowly, slowly the heart starts getting washed, getting polished. And subhanAllah, once the heart is polished, then your entire character is polished. So yes, the best method of cleaning the heart is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does the heart keep on changing? And the secret to this is in the name. You have a heart called qalb. In Arabic, the heart is called qalb. Qaf, lam, ba. And qalb means something which changes. So the name of the heart is something which is going to change. Moment is happy, next moment it's sad, next moment it's worried, then it's angry, then it's again excited, and the whole thing changes. It cannot be in one situation. You know, so the heart will always change. And there is no one's heart, whose heart is perfect. We're not talking about the beloveds of Allah. We're not talking about the beloved Rasul. We're not talking about the Anbiya alayhi muslim. We're talking about me and you. We are the common people. And our hearts cannot remain on one state. So the heart itself, it's called a heart because it keeps on changing. The challenge is not that the heart keeps on changing. The challenge is, can you control that heart of yours? So the moment the heart will say, I want to commit this sin, ma'azillah. Can you control and tell your heart, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make the zikr of Allah. Your heart will tell you, I don't want to perform salah today. It's cold. I'll just sleep. We'll read qaza or fajr. Then can you control the heart and say, no, let me wake up and make wudu and go and perform the fajr salah. Your heart will tell you, today you are tired. You have to go to work. Don't fast today. You have another 29 fast in Ramadan. You must one fast. It won't make a difference. Can you control the heart and say, no, I have to fast today. It's the hukum and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the heart will keep on changing. Sometimes you'll have, the jazba that you want to read lots of nawafil. You want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next moment you leave everything. You don't even perform your fard salah. The heart will keep on changing. The question is, can you maintain that change? Can you control that change? Can you be able to control your heart in such a way that you stop it from telling you to do all the evil things, stop it from going towards the evil and try and maneuver it and change it towards the good things and the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright, so the heart will keep on changing and it is everyone's heart, but the beauty is in controlling it, in having the steering wheel in your hand, then you know which way to turn the car. So the heart must be by you. You know which way it must go, which way it shouldn't go. The moment you can do that, then you must know you are successful. That's why the awliya of Allah, the pious predecessors, they would always control their heart and they would always control their nafs as well. Nafs and the heart is telling them to do something else. They would do the opposite. The moment you can do that, then the person starts attaining their closeness to the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protecting the heart from satanic whispers, from the whispers of shaitan, the waswasa, evil whispers of shaitan. Some beautiful methods which ulama-i kiram mentioned, number one is reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Number two, reciting La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Aliyyil Azeem. These are two very beneficial things. When a person recites it, then inshallah he will be cured from satanic whispers, from the evil whispers of shaitan. It's a very effective wazifa. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Whenever the thought comes to your mind, recite la hawla wa la quwwata whilst keeping the meaning in your mind that there is no power, there is no authority illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most exalted, who is the greatest. So the moment you have that, then you must know that there is no power besides the power of Allah Ta'ala. There is no authority besides the authority of Allah Ta'ala. So shaitan cannot do you anything. Shaitan thinks he will come with his tricks, with his plans. No. The most powerful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So Allah ta'ala has control over everything. He has control over everyone. Shaitan thinks he can have some authority over you and put these whispers. You recite, there is no authority besides the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you have the meaning in your mind that the greatest is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing can happen without His will, right? And we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. Right? So we have nothing to do with shaitan. We have no relation, no connection, no attachment towards shaitan. His whispers mustn't put us in difficulty. The moment you keep in mind that you are the slave of the one who is the most powerful. Subhanallah. Another beautiful method and a very effective way is to recite durood upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constantly. Keep on reciting durood upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously, and inshallah that will always clean your heart and purify your heart. Another beautiful thing is to not pay attention to satanic whispers. Very important thing. Don't pay attention to it. Shaitan will put the waswasa in your mind, this will happen, that will happen, thus, that, 100 things, don't pay attention towards it. Just focus on what Allah and His beloved Rasul has ordered you to do. Focus on that, and inshallah, the less attention you pay towards the satanic whispers, and the less your worries, your troubles, and your problems will become. So these are some beautiful things which ulama-i kiram have kept in front of us. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to, you know, always act upon the teachings of Islam, the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. With these few words, unfortunately, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion. There's a lot to be discussed with regards to the heart. Inshallah azawajal, we will carry on our discussion with regards to the heart and the stages of the heart in the coming episodes, in the coming programs. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us qalbi salim and protect our heart, and we make this dua, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Deenik, you know, Ya Musabbib al-Asbab, Sabbib Asbabina, O the one who turns the hearts, turn our heart towards your deen, O the one who makes ways, who makes the means for everything, make the means, Allahumma rzuqna ziyarat haramika wa haram nabiyika, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marratan ba'da marra mirara, Ya Allah, grant us the ability of visiting the beautiful Rawza Mubarak of your beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of making tawaf of your Baytullah, of the house of Allah, of your beautiful Kaaba, Ya Allah, enable us to go and visit those beautiful cities for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah azawajal in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Keep on watching Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salli ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance.